This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the weather in Texas this week was much more Texas, mid-70s in many spots, and no more of that ice and snow. That said, Texans are still dealing with the effects, including interruptions in commerce. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Austin on how that's played out at one grocery store.
Grocery stores are getting restocked, and many are almost back to normal, although some are still limiting the quantities of milk and eggs that people can buy. The freeze hit the ag industry hard. Preliminary estimates put the cost to Texas farmers and ranchers at hundreds of millions of dollars.
We're going to have a lot of farmers go bankrupt from this freeze.
Sid Miller is Texas Agricultural Commissioner. He says farmers are on tight margins even without natural disasters, and farmers and ranchers did what they could to prepare for the storms.
You know, the tractors have got antifreeze and block heaters, and we've got generators to run the dairy barn, but everybody else wasn't ready. The milk processors went down. You know, the trucking companies, the egg processors went down.
He says dairy farmers had to dump 14 million gallons of milk because they couldn't get it to processing plants. A lot of poultry farmers lost power for days and couldn't get more fuel for their generators.
The baby chicks that had just hatched, that are, you know, going to be on your store shelves in 3 months, a lot of them froze to death.
Miller says Texas might have to import from other places if there's a shortage, which would make milk, chicken, and eggs more expensive at the grocery store. Jim Luke studies supply management at Lansing Community College. He says stores can't just immediately restock shelves because they don't keep a lot of extra stock on hand.
Inventory is expensive, but inventory is what buffers the unusual. It's what allows you to handle the sudden peak in demand or the truck that doesn't show up.
And whether those shelves get restocked quickly also might depend on where you live in Texas. David Anderson, an agricultural economist at Texas A&M University, says the shelves might be restocked in Austin or Houston, but that doesn't mean stores in rural East Texas are full.
How different stores in different communities were affected and the speed at which they get restocked, I think, is a really important issue for food security.
About a fifth of Texas's counties are considered food deserts by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.